Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. We have mentioned that bringing produce into your home is koveya for Maestros. So too, we've mentioned that bringing produce into your yard is koveya. Now, when we talk about a yard, we're talking about what the Mishnah calls a chatzer. The construction of houses, typically in the cities in the time of the Mishnah, was such that the every house would be built on a yard, and typically a yard would be shared by multiple houses. That yard that is called a chatzer is again surrounded by houses. Some are on the ground floor, and others might be on the second floor, where they those are known as the aliyah, the upper level, and those second floor houses would be sort of like motels with external doors that we have in America nowadays, where there's a porch in front of the upper level apartments that has a stairs leading from the downstairs from the chatzer up onto what is called the mirpeset, and there'd be houses off of that or apartments off of that, and then on the ground floor there would be the homes and houses that are around that chatzer. Not so relevant to us right now, but in terms of seeing the big picture, and we'll get to it more when we talk about Shabbos and Eruvin, the chatzerot that we're talking about, these yards, did not themselves lead out into the main street, but they led out into a common alley, a mavoi. A mavoi, which is a kind of you must almost call it a private way, but it basically is a secondary exterior. Almost like a chatzer, only it's shared by multiple chatzerot. So around the mavoi, there would be multiple entrances to various courtyards, chatzerot, and around each of those chatzerot, there would be homes. And that's what we're talking about when we say a chatzer. But the question is, when we talk about a chatzer being koveya, just like the house is koveya, so it is. So we have to be talking about a chatzer that is similar in a significant way to a private home. It has to be, to some degree, private and protected. And so the question is, to what degree does a yard need to be private and or protected in order to be considered a chatzer that can be koveya lemaestros, just like the houses? And that is the subject of Perakim Mishnah. And so the Mishnah begins, Ezuhi chatzer sheichayev v'maestros. What is a chatzer that is chayev in maestros, meaning that is koveya for maestros? How do you define such a chatzer? And so now we're going to have the opinions of five different Tanaim. They are not necessarily mutually exclusive. Each of them is talking about it in a slightly different way. And you'll see they don't exactly agree, but they each are kind of defining it in a different way. Rabbi Yishmael is the first Tana we have. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, chatzer hatzoris, sheakilim nishmarim besocha. Rabbi Yishmael says, in order for a chatzer to be koveya for maestros, it has to be like the kinds of chatzeros they use in the city Tzor. We call that Tyre in modern-day Lebanon. In these chatzeros, they would have an actual guard at the gate. And so that's why he says, Shakil Nishmar Besocha, the utensils would be guarded carefully within them because there was actually a guard at the entryway. So if there is a guard in the entryway, then that is certainly considered private and protected, and it is koveya lemaestros. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol she'echad poseach, ve'echad noel petura. Rabbi Akiva kind of looks at it from the flip side. He says, you know, if there's more than one person that has a key, right? So that such that if one person would open it, another person would lock it, or the inverse, right? One person would lock it and a different person might open it, then that is insufficiently private or protected to be koveya, because I could lock it, but somebody else could open it, and it's no longer really protected. It's not like my home, and therefore, it's not koveya lemaestros. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, kol she'ein adam bosh mile'echo besocha chayeves. Now, we mentioned a couple of Mishnayos ago that in the time of the Mishnah, people were typically embarrassed to be seen eating in public. If you were sitting down in your dining room with friends or family, that's one thing, but to be seen in public was something embarrassing, and particularly eating in your own property in public would be something you would do in private, and people would be embarrassed to be seen. And so Rabbi Nechemia says, if the chatzer is private enough that the homeowner wouldn't be embarrassed to eat there, right, because the public can't see in, right, it's not visible to the public, then it's koveya, because that's sufficiently private to be considered like my home. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnas la ve'in omer lo matam avakesh petura. like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi kind of approaches it from the angle of what's unprotected, what's unprivate. Rabbi Yossi says if the yard exists such that someone can wander in without being confronted by somebody who says, hey, what are you doing here? You need something? Why are you here? Then if a person can just wander in without being confronted in that way, then it is insufficiently private, and it is not Kobe Lemaestros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Chatzeros Zo Lifnim Yizo, Hapnim Is Chayev Es Vechitzon Petura. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, in the case of what we might call nested Chatzeros, this was another way that Chatzeros might sometimes be structured. Typically, a Chatzer was structured off of a Mavui, but there are times that a Chatzer might be structured off of another Chatzer. So it's an inner Chatzer and an outer Chatzer. So the outer Chatzer would have some homes, and then there would also be a doorway into an inner Chatzer that would also have some homes. The people in the inner Chatzer, it is, first of all, it's further from the public than the typical Chatzer, but also they are the only ones allowed in. Whereas the people in the outer Chatzer, not only is it for the people, for the use of the people in the Chatzer, but actually it's also a pass-through for the people in the inner Chatzer. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the people in the inner Chatzer is Koveya, because that is private. But the outer Chatzer is not Koveya because it's not private, because it is also shared by the people who are in the inner Chatzer. Now the Halacha, the Bavli, says that we actually follow the Halacha, all five of them, L'chumra. So that is to say that if it has any of the things that are indicated by any of the five of them, then it is Koveya L'maestros L'chumra, and we have to take Trumas Maestros without eating Achilas Arayis. So if it has a guard, or if it is has only one person has the key, or one family has the key, one homeowner has the key, or if it is private enough so that it is not visible to the public, so that people will be willing to be eating in there, or if it is private enough that someone would confront a stranger who doesn't belong there and say, hey, what are you doing here? Or if it is an inner chatzer. If it's any of those things, then we consider it to be Koveya L'maestros, and you cannot eat Achilas Arayis without first taking Trumas HaMaestros.